Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today's scripture readings remind us that announcing the good news of the kingdom by words, deeds, and life is not the task of only a few. Rather, it is a task for all baptized Christians. In the first reading, Isaiah sees the city of Jerusalem as the prototype of the rejoicing church, the church who comforts her children as a mother comforts her baby. He assures his listeners that they live in the certainty of Yahweh's promise of love, protection, prosperity, and salvation. Today's second reading, Paul clearly teaches that it was Jesus' death on the cross which bring one salvation and not anything else. He reminds us that every Christian is called to be a new creature and that the mission of each member of the church is to bear witness to the saving power of the cross of Christ through a life of sacrificial, self-giving sacrifice. Today's gospel, taken from the Gospel of Luke, describes in Jesus' commissioning of 72 disciples to preach the gospel in towns and villages in preparation for his visit, the fulfillment of the prophetic promise made by Isaiah. He gives them travel tips for their missionary journey. They must be walking witnesses of God's providence by relying on the hospitality of others, living very simple lives, preaching the good news, and healing the sick. Today's gospel reminds us that the 1.5 billion Christians in the world today have the same mission to preach the gospel of Christ to the other 4.5 billion non-Christians. There is a story told about the preaching of the kingdom. Once a priest arrived in a small town for mission preaching. Wanting to mail a letter, he asked a young boy where the post office was. When the boy had told him where the post office is, the priest thanked him and said, "If you will come to the church this evening, you can hear me telling everyone how to get into heaven." "I don't think I will be there," the boy said. "Why?" the priest asked him. The boy replied, "Father, you don't even know your way to the post office. How you will show me the way to heaven?" The readings we heard today tell us about announcing the good news of the kingdom by words and deeds and life. It is an invitation to all of us to respond to God's call and be an inspiration to others. The life messages that we are invited to learn are: firstly, we need to continue the preaching mission. Just as Jesus in today's gospel gave instructions to the 72 missionaries, he also gives each one of us a mission to carry out. As faithful Christians, we should attract others to the faith by leading exemplary lives, just as a rose flower attracts people by its beauty and fragrance. This is our job and responsibility. We must not miss the current opportunities to be apostles through our words and deeds in everyday life. Secondly, we need to avoid giving the counter witness of practicing the supermarket Catholicism. We know our politicians who publicly proclaim their Catholic faith yet support abortion, same-sex marriage, and so on. Nor should we also be not like armchair Catholics, cafeteria Catholics, or just Sunday Catholics who bear counter witness to Christ through our lives. Thirdly, let us start preaching the gospel in our families by leading exemplary Christian lives in which spouses love and respect each other, raise their children in the spirit of obedience and service, discipline them with forgiving love, and teach them by persistent example to pray, love, and help others by sharing their blessings. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the good Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.